All right, I thought we played hard. We had plenty of opportunities, especially in the first half on offense. We didn't capitalize on the opportunities. Give Washington credit that beat us today.
What'd you think of your offense overall?
Wasn't very good.
What led to the decision to make Eli Apple inactive?
Eli missed a lot of time last week with practice in the ball game, and it was a short week without any speed. That was the reason for it this week.
So this is not a disciplinary measure.
I just gave you my reason.
Ben, do you think the offensive line took a step back? It seemed like Eli Gilley, the pocket was collapsing around him a lot.
I think early in the ball game we had some opportunities where we dropped some balls. Could have been a big play. Had a first down. Could have completed the ball. We missed the throw early. I think all that stuff catches up with you when you have to drop back and you don't get to drop back on your own terms. There were some times when we were physical in the ball game, running the football, but certainly too many hits on the quarterback. But there's plenty to go around.
As challenged as you guys are with the injuries and all the things that are going on, when you got Ingram dropping three balls and little things like that kind of add up, you know what? You can't overcome that stuff.
Yeah, our margin for error is small with the way things are right now, and we know that going in. That doesn't mean we can't press. We can't go out there and press. Evan looked like a rookie playing on a short week tonight, and he needs to get that out of his system. He needs to learn from it, and I'm confident that he will learn from it and move on.
Yeah. What did you say to him after? Did you say anything to him at any point after the drops?
We had a couple conversations. Yes.
What do you say to a young guy like that who's obviously having trouble catching the ball?
Yeah, especially after the first one, you just got to flush it, move on to the next one. At some point in time, you have to reset mentally. That's the big part of it.
Yeah, another new pairing on the right side of the line with Chad Wheeler and John Palacio. How do you think they work together today?
Again, our offense, we have a long way to go. We didn't play well tonight. I need to go look at the film.
Ben, looked like Cockrell struggled a lot on a couple defensive penalties. It looked like he could beat on the winning touchdown. What did you see?
Again, I'll have to go take a look at the tape. I know a couple times he got beat inside when he should have had inside leverage. I thought he was in decent position on the go route. He got the PI on the PI penalty. I just think he needs to stay the course there instead of reaching out and grabbing the receiver. But, again, I want to look at the tape before I make any comments there.
I know Eli was under pressure most of the game, but is it frustrating when he misses that throw to Verini, which could have gone for a touchdown?
Yeah, that's a throw and catch we have to have. It should have been a touchdown. Talking about the one in the red zone? Yeah. Gotta have it.
You had talked earlier in the year about not wanting your team to get numb with these losses. Do you have to guard against that in a situation like this now?
I think we played the game hard and physical today. That was a hard-fought football game. It was close. But we had our opportunities and didn't come through in the end.
So many injuries to the linebacking group. How do you think guys stepped up tonight?
I thought we communicated well. We got lined up well. We had some DBs in and out. We had some linebackers in and out. But they didn't blink on defense, kept playing hard, kept playing physical. Need to do a better job against the run at the end of the ball game. But we'll clean that up.
How frustrating is it for you, the offensive struggles as a whole? I mean, this is pretty much most of the season, even dating back to the last season. Do you consider that?
We were making progress in the run game. I'm not frustrated. We were making progress in the run game up until this week. We need to run the ball better. That's where it starts, and we didn't do that tonight.
What do you think the issue was with the run game tonight?
I'm gonna have to go back and take a look at the film.